Hi, my name's Part-Time Sock from the Sock Diary at www.parttimesock.blogspot.com. I've just decided to podcast this post that I've just written. I hope I don't... I'm really quite worked up about this, so I thought I'd try for my first podcast to read what I've written. Any comments, flames, anything you feel might be worth saying to me, please come back to me on parttimesock@gmail.com. Okay, here's the post. I just watched the Michael Moore film about the justification for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Let me be very clear at the outset that I am opposed to the war on terror and the massive infringement of civil liberties, including the deprivation of life, that this debacle has allowed the Bush regime and Blair government to inflict on the USA, Great Britain, and not least on Iraq. I must also be clear that my boss and a very good friend died in the World Trade Center, along with members of my team, most of whom I knew as voices on the phone, although a couple of them I had met as well when they came over to London. They died in the World Trade Center on the 11th of September 2001, and I'm still pretty pissed off about the whole thing. Intellectually, I knew most of the arguments for and against the invasion of Iraq before I'd seen this film. When Tony Blair lied, I believe, so convincingly about weapons of mass destruction and the links of Saddam Hussein's regime to Al-Qaeda, I was pretty sure of the necessity to go to war. My only proviso was that it should be with the agreement of the UN. As it turned out, we did go to war and we went without the agreement of the UN. But I still went with it. It was with the victimisation of Dr. David Kelly that I remember thinking, hang on, what is going on here? It started becoming obvious from the behaviour of various members of government and inquiries and so on that I'd been lied to on a grand scale. They really don't call me Trigger. I wish now I'd been more questioning at the outset of all of this. I wish now I'd added my voice and my presence on the Stop the War march in London. I wish I'd said, not in my name, Mr. Blair. Moore shows the bodies of Iraqis and Americans in this film. He shows the anguish of bereaved Iraqis and Americans. And it strikes deeper than a mere intellectual comprehension of the issues involved, which I had before I started watching this film. However people who disagree may seek to discredit Moore and the film Fahrenheit 9-1-1, the facts of those dead children, those maimed civilians and maimed soldiers and bereaved mothers cannot be hidden by mere rhetoric. I'm ashamed of what our countries have done in Iraq. Unfortunately, the situation in Iraq has been caused by what we did, or didn't do, I feel in my case. But I have absolutely no solution to offer to resolve it. What I do ask, I don't ask anyone who reads this or listens to it in this case to agree with me. I fully expect some of you to vehemently disagree with me or to just switch me off right at the outset. All I ask is that in the future you question everything you hear from politicians, where military solutions, where we will be the aggressor, are seen as viable options to resolve a problem. Question it. They may be viable options, maybe they are, but where we are the aggressor, it's happened once recently, and it's been Iraq. And what the hell's happened there? question everything that may seem to be necessary to help in the war against terror, where it erodes a freedom, and therefore your ability to hold those in power to account. Question your elected and unelected representatives every step of their way. Never, never take what you hear from journalists, politicians, bloggers, podcasters, anybody who may have an interest that you don't know about, whether declared or unknown, or not declared, if you don't know about it, never take what they say at face value. Always question. If we don't question these streams of information, there may well be another Iraq or another World Trade Center, or God forbid, another Hiroshima and Nagasaki. If you've listened to me this far, thank you very much. It may or may not be the first time I've done something that may really make a difference to the way that me and other people think about politics and what it actually means. It may not. This thank you for listening. Once again, my email is parttimesock@gmail.com. Thank you for your time.